Hello! Welcome to What You Say, isa na namang movie and TV podcast. I charted in the 60s. Rocky.
And ako nga pala yung never pinipili sa kahit saan mang universe, Alan. And we're just two ordinary people looking for pangmalakasang chikahan about the latest movies and TV shows na we watched.
You lugot agad.
Uh-oh. Uy, pero parang mali. Perez, dapat sinabi mo muna yung watch us eh.
Sinabi ko ah!
Ha?
Sinabi ko!
Sinabi mo ba? Hindi nga sinabi na Jiro.
Sinabi
diba?
Ko.
Okay, sige.
Nakamute ka, Jiro.
Sorry, nag-mute ako. Sinatatawa ako. Ang funny, hindi ko in-expect. Okay. Ulitin nyo na lang kasi ulitin nyo na lang.
Huwag na no. This stays. Yan, we have a guest ulit. Introduce na ba natin agad? Gusto mo ba magkumustahan muna?
Hindi, sige. Kumustahan muna na after na lang ng mag-introduce natin yung guest natin. A very special guest.
So we have a guest. Org mate ko siya ng college. A very dear friend. Ano ba bang gusto mo introduction sa'yo? Photographer? graphic artist? ano pa ba? Proud Lukbani.
Trying to lose weight.
A new Anytime Fitness member, Jiro Rada. Hello,
hi,
welcome
Jiro.
To the podcast.
Welcome to the pod.
Hi, guys. Hi, Alan. Especially to Alan. Hello.
Hello, Jiro. Wala ka ba dyang ano? Wala ka ba ng creative introduction?
Hindi ako na pinag-ready.
Hindi ka na-inform.
Oh, hindi ko na-inform. Gusto ko inform kasi bordering corny yung humor ko. So,
bordering?
Na.
Akala ko over there
ito,
na.
Daddy. pwede.
Yeah. So, we have a guest para sumali sa aming discussion about our movie this week, which is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. But before that, so each time we have a guest, may tanong kami. So tatanungin namin si Jiro, what movie or TV show nung kabataan mo or during your formative years would you say na made you who you are today?
Okay. I was exposed to a lot of superhero films. The first two films I think that I saw inside the theater are Spider-Man 2. Sa SM Lucena yun, nung bagong bukas, 2002. And then, Lastic Man, Metro Manila Film Festival noong 2003. Kung tama yung years ko ha, maybe off ng 1 year, pero sure ako yun yung first two films na napanood ko. Tapos, I was also very much a fan.
Superhero films?
Hindi, na films. 2002 na ako nakapanood sa sinehan. Okay, nasa Lokban ako. far from the city center. Okay.
Yeah, pero so, may yun, sinehan naman dito before that.
Ay, noon lang ako pinapunta ng planets.
Oo. Bakit ka ba nangyayalam, Rocky?
Pasensya, hindi namin afford. Tapos, yan. I was also very much a fan of the original X-Men trilogy. Meron akong original VCDs noon. Talagang inaabangan ko yun sa Astrovision or Astro Plus. Ano ba tawag doon?
Dun sa SM dati. Oo,
Astro. Yung Bonchon ngayon sa SM Lucena.
Astro, anyway. Astro Vision. Ato.
Sorry, Alan. Pero yun, alam ko guess si Rocky yan. Tapos, at pina-follow ko pa yung updates nito sa K-Zone kasi may monthly subscription.
Oh my God, K-Zone.
Talagang same. Ako dun. Tapos, and I also love the cult classics now na Sky High ng Disney.
Oh my God.
Uy, Sky High.
I love it. Si Michael Angarano pa yun eh.
Pati yung K. Panabaker.
Daniel Panabaker. Yeah. At saka yung Zoom Academy. So,
at saka si ano, Mary Elizabeth.
Oo nga, siya yung kalaban doon. Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Siya yung villain.
Oo.
Okay. Yeah. Yun. Tapos yung Zoom Academy. If
Zoom Academy?
Zoom Academy si Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell ba?
Alam ko
si Kurt
Zoom.
Russell sa Sky.
Zoom, Sky. Zoom lang, Zoom.
Alam ko yung Zoom. Si ano?
Yeah,
si
Zoom.
What's her face? Mara, Kate Mara.
Basta yung
si Kate Mara. Spencer Breslin.
Yeah, nandun si Kate Mara. Yeah. So that explains my fascination with Marvel shows and I guess superhero shows in general. Dahil doon. Tapos, yun, speaking of humor, nabanggit ko na rin naman kanina, much of my humor or much of the funny things na I easily enjoy come from were the movies like White Chicks and Mean Girls get their comedy. So these are the films introduced to me by Rocky's cousin, one of my closest friends from high school, si Jeffrey. Tapos talagang, ilang beses namin pinanood itong mga films na to. So, medyo bordering sa mean and in a way kind of politically incorrect yung mga na-enjoy kong comedy. So, yun yung mga feeling kong influences ng shows or movies na naging bahagi ng formative years ko, ng exposure ko sa mainstream media and pop culture.
Pero back then, hindi mo alam na, hindi natin alam na offensive yung mga jokes sa, sa White Chicks.
Again, sabi ko nga kahapon sa isa nating conversation, parang dito rin lang naman natututo ang mga tao. Learning process, exposure sa mas maraming mga bagay. So, mahalaga naman na may pag-recognize tayo na mali yung mga tinatawanan natin before.
Yeah.
Tapos mahalaga rin na natututo tayo ngayon.
Yeah. Saka humor evolves.
Yeah.
Oo. Pero may humor natin dati, may mga tao na sasaktan ganyan. Tapos hindi na natin gusto yung slapstick humor, di ba?
Yeah.
Ay, at least ako or kayo. Ganun din.
Si Rocky ayaw daw niya yun.
If it's done smartly, okay lang sa akin.
Okay.
Ang slapstick. Kasi feeling ko there's a smart way to do it. Na funny
pa rin. Feeling ko rin naman. Yeah. Sige, I agree. Mm-mm.
So, yun.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
True. Very prepared si Jiro.
Very interesting na 10 years old ka na the first time mong nanood sa sinya.
Wild. Bakit? Ilan taon ba kayo?
Kasi bata ako nanonood ako sa sinya.
Parang same kami ni Jiro. Yung first na
Alan, anong province mo?
Olongapo City. Zambales.
Ah, city ka naman eh.
So, medyo urban na. Pero pareho kami, hindi ko sure kung Spider-Man 2 or Spider-Man 1.
Oh, kasi
yung una ko napanood.
Yeah, kasi during that time, naghihintay pa kami ng kalabaw na maghahatid sa amin sa kabilang bahay.
Oy ka! Umuwi ako dyan. Kasi hometown ng nanay ko yan. So, pupunta rin ako doon.
Kalabaw talaga.
Pero yeah, promise. First film ko sa sinehan is Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2, which is actually a very good film.
Yeah. Yes. I would say the best Sam Raimi Spider-Man film. Speaking of Sam Raimi,
yes! Ang gandang jump.
Gandang segue.
Yeah, so yung Doctor Strange 2 directed by Sam Raimi. But before we discuss Doctor Strange, ito na lang. Ano na lang relationship nyo with the MCU bilang siya ay parang siya yung monoculture eh. Parang is the thing that dominates our everyday lives in terms of our entertainment. Diba?
Well, tayo sa atin.
kasi feeling ko naman kahit yung people na they're not fans, bombarded pa rin sila with it. Para mo well, there's no sort of escaping.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're an Amish.
Yeah. So ako personally, kasi X-Men fan ako since bata pa ako. So parang, ikuisip yung word. Parang katabi lang.
Adjacent?
Parang, a weird... So parang familiar ako sa Avengers and non-X-Men Marvel properties. So medyo familiar ako sa kanya. So bata pala ako, X-Men movies. Yun, favorite ko sila.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ito MCU mismo. So nag-start siya in 2008. Si Iron Man, hindi kasi ako masyadong fan sa kanya kasi yung Civil War nangyari na siya sa comics before pa lumabas yung movie na Iron Man. So, hindi parang from the start, alam ko nang si Iron Man yung masama dun sa comics. I mean, yung mali.
Yung mali.
So,
mali. Air quotes.
Yeah. I mean, I would say siya talaga yung mali. So, hindi ako agad totally into the MCU bilang siya yung starting point. Pero
isn't it the Hulk?
Hindi. Second ba yung Hulk? Yung Incredible Hulk?
Ah, right. Uh-oh. Pero same year.
Same year ba? Oo, ata same year or at least one year apart.
Ito ba yung Edward Norton?
Si Edward Norton. Kailan ba ako naging lang into the MCU? Kasi talaga dati parang hindi. Ngayon kasi, gusto ko first day na showing manunood na ako. Mm-hmm. Pero before naman, hindi. Parang kung kailan ko lang matripan or if ever matripan ko man panuuri kung anong whatever MCU movies out. Tsaka ko lang siya papunuri. Pero parang nag-start nung Infinity War. So, towards the tail end of Phase 3.
Yeah.
Tsaka lang ako naging talagang gusto kong ako yung unang manunood. Pero nakapanood na rin ako ng mga movies before. Yun lang. Tapos tsaka lang ako talaga naging super into it. Lalo na itong pandemic na dami kong time. So, pinunood ko lahat. Yung si iba, hindi, first time ko lang mapanood nitong pandemic, ganyan. So now, I'm very much into it. Kayo ba?
Uh-huh.
Ako, ano, never talaga akong, feeling ko talaga wala akong access before nung bata ako sa comics or sa mga, basta sa mga ganyang media. So never talaga akong naging into superhero films. Parang I'm into the fantasy world. Parang interested ako sa mga movies about may powers, ganyan.
Encantadia.
Oo, mga ganun. Encantadia. So, yun, ginagawa ako pa.
Lalo na yung crossover ng Mulawin.
Mulawin.
Oo. Yan yung mga gustong-gusto ko. Yung mga Mulawin, mga ganyan. Encantadia. Pero, yung ano kasi, parang masyado siyang far off from the Pinoy culture or TV culture, media culture ng mga bata pa tayo. So, I think hindi ako ganun ka into it. Tapos, para lang akong casual viewer. Parang, ay, katulad lang ako ng others na siguro na-excite pag may bagong film. Pero, hindi talaga ako masyadong into the mythos of the whole superhero genre. Although, ayun nga, I'm interested with things about powers, ayun, special abilities, etc. Ikaw ba, Jiro?
Wait lang, speaking of Mulawin, merong sa current run ng X-Men ngayon, merong mutant na Pinay na lesbian na basically Mulawin siya.
Si Alumina?
Meron siyang charat. Wings.
Oo, meron din siya bang ugat pa?
Anong name? Fuck,
nakalimutan ko na. Pinag-uusapan. Wait, I search ko. Go, Jiro, magkwento ka muna tungkol MCU.
Well, ako kasi, since, you know, bakit ko nga parang first film ko na napanood sa sinihan ni Spider-Man, so parang eventually, yung mga naging sagot ko sa, who's your favorite superhero? Spider-Man. Laging Spider-Man. Nagkaroon ako ng fixation kay Spider-Man. Especially nung time ng Andrew Garfield years na The Amazing Spider-Man. Kasi I remember, may isang entry sa The Amazing Spider-Man na birthday week ko siya pinalabas. So parang July 3 yata mismo sa Philippines, pero iba sa States, ganyan. Tapos, tuwang-tuwa ako noon na ganyan. Tapos parang inattach ko sa sarili ko na, oh, every time na may superhero film, papanoorin ko. Pero syempre, hindi pa naman part ng MCU noon yung, hindi pa canon sa MCU yung story noon ni Andrew Garfield. So parang medyo late din ako, pero hindi kasing late ng Infinity War. Nag-start ako ay sa third entry nila, Captain America, the First Avenger. Kasama ko pa noon isa naming org mate, buddy ko sa org si Kat. Tapos nanood din kami ng opening day. Tapos simula noon, nanonood na ako every year, almost ang opening week ng mga films, except for the Thor movies. Hindi ko kasi talaga gusto yung parang Norse gods, ganyan. So, talagang ni-skip ko yung Thor, pero nung Avengers mismo, tapos Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, lahat, talaga, una ako, nanonood agad ako niyan. So, yun, Thor lang talaga. Yung Ragnarok lang talaga yung nagustuhan ko sa Thor entries and hopefully magustuhan ko rin itong Love and Thunder. Pero, hindi rin, kagaya ni Rocky, parang hindi rin ako masyado nung fascinated sa idea na si Iron Man yung parang ano, parang
leader.
Siya yung nag-introduce sa atin doon sa world. Uh-huh. Na eventually naging leader, nagbuo ng team, ganyan. Hindi ko kasi kilala si Iron Man.
Yes, so,
yeah. And kasi so, nga, before the movies, kasi parang B-list hero si Iron Man.
Yeah.
Pero part siya ng Illuminati before Illuminati became a thing.
So, yun. Yun talagang ano lang, parang pinangatawan ako na dati na, sige, mukhang big thing kasi sobrang amazed ako dun sa ano eh, sa the first Avengers film. So talagang yun na yung ano, naging simula nun, finalo ko na sila sa lahat hanggang sa ngayon na almost tama si Rocky na parang every day ako bombarded ako ng Marvel content kasi sa YouTube news feed ko pala kung hindi Stray Kids ano Marvel or Drag Race ano a content yung nalabas, like follower ako ni The Cosmic Wonder, ni Everything Always, ni Emergency Awesome, mga YouTubers na nagpo-focus sa anything Marvel. So, yun, hanggang kanina nga, pinapanood ko yung kanilang spoiler-free initial reactions ng Thor, Love and Thunder. So, ganun. Tapos even so yung TV shows.
Nag-premiere na siya kahapon.
Nag-premiere na, oo.
I mean,
ano daw sila sabi nila? Reaction nila.
Masaya sila. Pero may isa daw part na medyo common na sinabi doon sa mga napanood kong videos na may isang part ng film na tatanong mo sarili mo, bakit pa nila to sinama? Parang ganun. So, I'm looking forward to that part kung may ganun man ako man.
It's the best MCU film though since Doctor Strange the Multiverse of Madness. Wait, ito yung Pinoy-Pinay na ano, the mutant, si Gabriel Diwa. Ang code name niya ay Galura.
Gabriel Diwa. Diwa yung apelido niya. Bakit ganun na? Tuwing magkakast sila or magkakarasa siya ng Pilipino. Palaging mga ganyang apelido.
Para guess na Pilipino. So, ayun.
Ayan.
Ayan. So,
ang haba ng discussion natin about
yeah, ako nga. I figure naman it plays into pag-uusapan na rin naman natin. Yes. So, yung episode nga natin ay tungkol sa Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. So, sequel siya ng Doctor Strange na pinalabas noong 2016.
Yes.
Parang ito ata yung largest gap between sequels. Wait lang. Magalap ako ng info about it. Para lang. So, directed nga by Sam Raimi, famously a horror film director.
Na fan ako ng kanyang Drag Me to Hell na movie.
Crazy.
Mamaya, didiscuss natin kung ano yung mga ano niya doon.
Then, so, written by Michael Waldron, na alam ko siya ang nagsulat ng yung Loki na series. Then, alam ko may cameo siya dito sa Doctor Strange. Isa siya dito sa mga guests sa wedding ni Christine Palmer. Then, yan. Ano bang important people? So, starring Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange himself. And Elizabeth Olsen as Wanda Chiwetel Ejiofor, as Baron Mordo, Benedict Wong as Wong.
Ayan, ang hirap niya. Ang hirap niya.
Sochil Gomez as America Chavez. Then Rachel McAdams, Christine Palmer nga. And with Michael Stuhlbarg as Nicodemus West. Gusto ko ba ito si Michael Stuhlbarg? Gusto ko yung mga things he's in. Feeling ko underrated siya as an actor. Kilala niyo ba siya?
Sino?
Si Michael Stuhlbarg. Siya yung doctor din na kaibigan ni Doctor Strange.
Ah, yun sa wedding. Sa wedding.
Yeah. Siya yung bida sa...
Pero yun lang naman yung exposure niya, di ba?
Pero bigger yung role niya dun sa unang Doctor Strange. But I would say his exposure dito sa Doctor Strange ay very impactful.
Yeah, because he didn't get the girl.
Huh?
Yun yung sinabi niya. Yun yung last na sinabi niya.
Pero feeling ko siya yung naglatag nung whole arc ni Doctor Strange sa simula. Yeah, so anyway, so...
Wait lang, before we proceed, I think yung guest natin should give a brief non-spoiler.
Non-spoiler advice.
Background of the show or parang synopsis.
Non-spoiler?
Pwede naman.
Yung premise na lang.
Premise na lang siguro.
So I think the film is a story about surgeon turned sorcerer was forced to have a father and daughter relationship with an immigrant from a different universe. Pursued by a witch who wanted to get the powers of the immigrant. Uh-oh. Tapos yun. The immigrant was protected by, along the journey or the story, the immigrant was protected by this surgeon
by a white sorcerer. Man.
By a white man. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then, of course, at the end of the day, the good prevailed and mm-hmm. the witch or the pursuer died.
The cis white male uh-huh. prevailed.
The cis white male prevailed and and defeated the white lady.
Basically,
the Karen of the movie.
Yeah. And a white man supported and aided by an Asian man.
An Asian man he disrespects.
Yeah. Who I think is more capable naman of leading him. Joke lang.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, pero nice thing to point out yung immigrant from another
universe. She is.
Played by a Mexican actress.
Yeah. And kapag yung basically sinasabi nung movie, kapag nagta-traverse siya into different universe, nagkakaroon ng incursion doon sa reality. So parang,
she was unwanted. Tapos
unwanted. At magkakos siya ng great destruction kung saan man siya pumunta. Ayun. Ganda.
Feeling ko ito yung, feeling ko ito isang weakness nung movie na you must have seen a couple of other things for you to fully appreciate it. Feel ko ito yung isa sa mga weakness ngayon ng MCU na there's so much stuff na kailangan alam mo beforehand para magets talaga yung movie. So dito kailangan, aside from the first movie na Doctor Strange, dapat napanood mo rin tong WandaVision na series at yung Endgame and Infinity War. Which is feeling ko daunting for other people na hindi super into the MCU. Pero if kung familiar ka na talaga dun sa material, then I think you'd like this movie very much.
Yung take ko naman dyan, I think the MCU and Kevin Feige, I think they're confident enough. They're very confident na yes. those will be consuming this, the next films sa kanilang universe ay mga tao nag-consume din ng other content nila.
Yes.
Yeah. So although yeah, may gets ko na weakness siya, pero at the same time, feeling ko karamihan pa rin naman na magko-consume or familiar na rin dun sa mga bagay na 'yan.
Tsaka feel ko hindi nila masyadong concern nun when they do stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. Ikaw ba, Ali, na ba may WandaVision?
Napanood ko a few episodes and then in-spoil ko rin yung sarili ko kasi binasa ko yung buong synopsis sa Wikipedia. Tapos, kasi ngayon talaga ako masyadong into superhero films. Tapos, I casually follow naman the other Marvel movies. So, I'm I'm informed. Ayan.
So, yan. So, konting synopsis. So, sa start ng movie, we see a different Doctor Strange from the one we know. Tapos, kasama niya si America Chavez. Isa siyang, paano ba siya explain? Teenager na may powers to travel across the multiverse. Kasi sinahabol sila nga yung isang demon. Then they have to get this the Book of Vishanti para ma-defeat yung demon. Then through circumstance napunta si America Chavez dun sa world ni sa universe ni yung alam kilala nating Doctor Strange. Mm-mm. So, naging problema siya ngayon ni Stephen Strange.
And then, he tried to parang ask for assistance ni Wanda Maximoff, si Scarlet Witch, kasi the monster na humahabol kay America Chavez has this parang...
May runes na.
Yeah. So, more witchcraft daw yung yung source of power of this demon. Ayan, so, he tried to ask for Wanda's help, and then it turns out, siya pala talaga yung mastermind behind that demon attack.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so yung demon na yun, ang tawag sa kanya sa movie ay si Gargantos, pero if you know Marvel Comics, or at least naglaro ka ng PlayStation game na Marvel versus Capcom, alam mong si Shumagorath yun. Pero parang for rights reasons, hindi nila pwede gamitin
Universal pa may hawak kay Shumagorath, diba?
Yeah, hindi ko sure. Kasi, and hindi ko sure kung studio rin or talagang the specific person. Kasi yung name ata ni Shumagorath, galing siya from a different thing, a different property na ginamit lang siya sa comics. So yung name na Shumagorath, iba ang may-ari. Kaya, eh, pero may similar na monster sa comics na si Gargantos yun yung ginamit nila dito sa movie. So, nabasa ko lang recently, yung mata raw ni Shumagorath, ni Gargantos, ay scan ng mata ni Elizabeth Olsen as a clue na si Scarlet Witch talaga yung villain dito sa movie.
Ang hirap naman clue nun.
Kung makakulo naman, nakala naman tingnan natin yung unborn ni Elizabeth Olsen.
Wow. Thank you for that clue, ha?
Very helpful.
Ah, so yung ano, so yung sinasabi mong Shumagorath. Yung parang starfish na ano na monster.
Octopus.
Yung parang octopus pala. Oh, octopus
yung starfish pala. Ay sa Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Which is very good. So yun nga. So nalaman nila na may humahabol kay America so through witchcraft. So ang kilala nila ng witch ay si Wanda. So humingi ng tulong si Dr. Strange. Pero it turns out si Wanda pala talaga yung humahabol kay America. Pero dito sa conversation nila, dito sa, yung anong, nag-i-aware si Stephen Strange na si Wanda yung cause. Gusto ko yung exchange nila na parang, you created them using magic. That's what every mother does. Tawang-tawa ako.
Ako din.
The Darkhold only showed me the truth. Everything I lost can be mine again.
What do you want with America? What do you want with the multiverse?
I'm going to leave this reality and go to one where I can be with my children.
Wanda, your children aren't real. You created them using magic.
That's what every mother does.
I love it. Piling ito yung favorite part ko ng movie. That exchange.
Pero ang pinaka gusto kong line,
kinilabutan ako dun eh.
Yung ano, yung pinaka nakakatawa sa aking line, yung sinabi niya, I'm not a monster, I'm a mother.
You gave all those lives just to keep me from my children.
You took those lives. You cannot be allowed to cross into the multiverse.
I'm not a monster, Stephen. I'm a mother.
Wanda, you have no children. They don't exist.
Oh, but they do. In every other universe. I know they do, because I dream of them every night.
Wala yata, matama ako.
So, depende sa situation mo, that
diba situation
those
ako?
Are the same.
Ayan na.
Ano ba? Pero before that, umattend ng wedding si Stephen Strange, so... So this is the first movie yung kanyang parang love interest ay si Christine Palmer nga played by Rachel McAdams. Pero dito sa movie kakasya sa ibang tao kasi sinabi niya na never daw talaga parang they'll never work out. Kasi ito na yung parang pinakang main conflict kasi the Stephen always has to be the one holding the knife.
I wish it had been different. I never stopped caring about us. And I had to make sacrifices to protect you. I'm sorry.
It was never going to work out between us.
Why not?
Because, Stephen, you have to be the one holding the knife. And I always respected you for it, but I couldn't love you for it.
Yun yung weakness ni Dr. Strange na parang siya... He always has to be the hero. Isa na rin ito nga ni Dr. West na you're the best surgeon, also the best superhero.
Kasi ganun ang mundo, di ba? Kailangan laki lalaki.
Uh-oh. Happy Pride!
Uh-huh. Parang laging si Dr. Strange ang may sagot, kaya parang he's willing to sacrifice whatever just to reach the proper end.
So basically no, parang lahat ng movies after ano ba yung pinaka last dun sa first phase? Yung naunang phase? Anong pinaka-last movie? Infinity War.
Spider-Man.
Endgame.
Ay, hindi.
No.
So,
Spider-Man. From Home. Spider-Man Far From Home. Pero after yun siya na Endgame.
Pero yung parang lahat ng movies after that, parang laging may pre-phase kung ano effect nung snap.
Ah, yeah.
Parang ganun lagi.
Yeah, kasi nabanggit
ni... Except for Black Widow.
Kasi ay, true. Prequel. M.
Kasi sabi nga ni Michael Stuhlbarg na so na snap away din siya, na blip siya during the 5-year period na wala siya na tayo yung cats niya at yung kapatid niya. Mm-hmm. So, parang tinanong si Dr. Strange, yun lang ba talaga yung way para ma-defeat si Thanos? Yeah. Parang ganun. Sabi ni Dr. Strange na yun nga lang, kaya parang he had to make sacrifices for the good of everyone in the end. Parang ganun.
While I was gone, thank you for asking, I lost both my cats and my brother.
I'm very sorry.
Thank you. I guess what keeps me up at night is wondering, did it have to happen that way? Was there any other path?
No. No, I made the only play we had.
Oh, of course you did. The best surgeon and the best superhero. But you still didn't get the girl.
So, parang pinapamukha talaga sa kanya, no? Na parang ikaw lagi yung decision para sa amin.
Yeah,
parang
yeah,
ganun
yeah.
Yung pinapamukha sa kanya.
Tapos, in-end pa niya yun sa ano eh. The best surgeon, the best superhero, in the end, you still
but
did
you
not
still
get,
didn't
the
get the girl.
Thank you, ah.
Ang pag-ingit nga, pikit lang.
True. Pag-ingit,
joke ko lang.
Sino ba siya?
Parang
siya... Hindi ko pa kasi, hindi ko familiar sa first movie.
Peer nila sa hospital.
No. Na parang rival, niya, surgeon, si Nicodemus West. Alam ko, yung character niya sa comics ay mas malala. parang naging sorcerer din. Tapos kalaban siya. Pero dito sa MCU, surgeon din lang. Then, ano ba bang ginawa nila after that? So, yun, tinry na lang i-protect si America. So, parang humingi na ng tulong si Dr. Strange sa ibang sorcerers, kina Wong, na currently siya yung Sorcerer Supreme, yung sa Kamar-Taj. Doon nila tinago si America, pero they failed to ward off Wanda while she's being reasonable.
Pero yun yung medyo, medyo iffy ako doon sa part na yun.
Kasi
wala lang, parang ano ba? Well, generally, overpowered. I dislike the character of Wanda ever since. Hindi ko alam.
Ever
pero
since?
Feeling ko, ika-cancel ako ng mga tao dahil nga, dapat hindi natin
kasi she's a woman?
Hindi. Wala lang, parang masyado.
She's an immigrant too?
Oo. So, Kovian pala siya. No?
Uh-oh.
Eme. Wala lang. Later ko na lang i-discuss kung bakit medyo ayoko sa kanya. Pero...
So, kung lang explain ko. So, si Wanda yung villain dito pero she's a part of the Avengers sa previous movies. You must have seen WandaVision to understand why bigla siya ngayon yung kalaban. Kasi towards... Sa end ng WandaVision, si yun nga parang na-fulfill na alam na niya na siya yung Scarlet Witch. She got hold of the Darkhold, which is the Book of Evil. Book of the Damned. Which is, yun yung parang, so inaral niya yun, naghanap siya ng way to get her children na nawalang, kasi dun sa WandaVision, she created a different vision, tapos nagkaroon sila ng children, tapos nawala lahat yun sa end ng movie kasi she did the right thing. She's, parang ganun. So ngayon, gusto niyang ibalik yung children niya. And the only way she can do it is through America Chavez's powers na parang mag-universe hopping siya until makahanap siya ng universe na doon siya magiging nanay nung. Kasi parang sa the rest of the universes daw, may anak siya. Except dun sa the world siya, she's currently living in. So yun yung goal niya na makuha ulit yung mga anak niya.
Pero ganun character talaga si Wanda, no? Ever since the, sa first movie na nandun siya. Sa Age of Ultron. Na parang she does something bad pero lagi niyang pinifix sa dulo. Parang ganun yung sinasabi. Diba ganun yung pinoint out din nung ano ni Doctor Strange sa kanya. Na parang you always make it right. So parang ganun siya na character.
Pero parang mas ayan, through line niya ay she always loses the people she loves.
Yeah. Her family, basically.
So Age of Ultron, yung kapatid niya, si Pietro, then sa Infinity Wars, Vision. Then sa WandaVision, si Vision ulit. At yung, so ngayon yung mga
at yung
anak
dalawa.
Niya. Yeah.
Most traumatized, ano, MCU character.
Ako, I was looking for, ano, somehow a connection or parang callback lang sa nabuong friendship ni Clint at saka ni Wanda. Kasi may moments na naging naipakita doon sa MCU na close sila. Pero after Civil War, hindi na siya nagkaroon ng follow-up.
Meron sa Endgame, so, sa huli. Nung living ni, ano.
Well, yeah.
Living ni Tony Stark.
Ayan.
Pero would it add anything to the movie?
Ano? Panghatak lang kay Wanda na, ano, bumalik ka, ganyan. Or even sa
nabanggit siya. Nabanggit siya do sa movie, 'di ba?
Nabanggit
siya. Yung parang nasabi sa, 'di ba, kanino pa ba tayo mag-a-ask ng help doon sa Archer with the Mohawk?
True. Yeah. Oo.
That nabanggit pa rin siya.
Oo.
Yeah, so sa movie, so eventually na nakapasok si Wanda sa Camartage. And through Massacre. Scuffle na parang na-force niya na mag-travel si America at si Doctor Strange through different universes until mag-end sila dun sa Earth 838. Doon nila na-meet yung Illuminati, which is very heavily advertised sa trailers. Dito sa movie, they served more as an exposition dumpers.
Yes.
Ano, what do you feel about the Illuminati dito sa movie?
Sino?
Kayo. Kay sino?
Ako, ano, I expected a lot. Na dahil kasi, I know they're like the all-stars of Marvel. Like, the leaders of each faction. Yes. Like, the leader of the Avengers, leader of the Inhumans, of the X-Men, of the, ano pa ba? O basta. So, parang all-stars, kumbaga. So, they should have been the most powerful group of heroes. Mm-hmm. Pero parang, the way they were portrayed dun sa film, in a way, I think, justified yung memes na medyo stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, for Reed Richards to say na with just a whisper, Black Bolt can kill you, Wanda, mm-hmm, ganyan, by opening his mouth, ganun. So parang, why give it up that easily? So parang, ano, hindi siya mukhang yung smartest, ano, so, person alive dun sa mga ganong comments. Yes. Tapos, ang hina lang, parang sobrang, pwede naman kasing overpowered si Wanda, pero mm-mm, pwede rin ipakita na sobrang powerful talaga nung Illuminati. True. Hindi yung ganun lang kabilis. Like, ang nasira niyo lang isang hall. Pwedeng ganun sa powers niyo. Nasira niyo yung entire block, entire mm-mm building. Dapat ganung scope. Pero hindi. Mm-mm. Ganun lang. Tapos, ewan ko, talagang medyo underwhelming. Pero during ano, the first time na pinanood ko yung film, I really enjoyed that sequence kasi talagang nagulat ako. Nandun si John Krasinski has been being fans are rooting na sana siya yung i-cast na Reed Richards. Tapos nandun si
Professor
X. Si Charles Xavier? sa From
Patrick Stewart.
Ah, si Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart, yes. Ganun. Tapos si Maria Rambo, siya yung, basta, ang ganda lang. Ang ganda lang nun sa unang pananood mo, pero sa second time na pananoorin mo siya or sa third time, ganyan, you realize na parang, what happened to the Illuminati? But parang super powered down and underwhelming. Yun. Yun yung reaction ko kanina at least after my second watch.
Ako ano, pareho tayo. Kanina ko lang isip pinanood eh. Pero pareho tayo no, naging na-feel. Parang in essence, naging very comical and parodical yung portrayal nila. Kasi parang bilib na bilib sila sa sarili nila. Ganun yung pinalabas. Mm-hmm. Bilib na bilib sa sarili nila pero they can't ano, measure up to it. Parang ganun. Tapos, ayun, ito na ba, sino na ba yung ano, malakas talaga sa, ano, or wala lang mahanap from the past movies.
Ito sasabihin ko, feeling ko they were put there para nga lang may exposition and to die. Kasi number one, para lang to show how powerful Wanda is, na sila yung strongest quote-unquote people dito sa universe na to, pero she easily killed them all. Number two, it's not the main MCU. Parang they're not the real Illuminati kung ng MCU kumbaga. Parang they're from a different universe, so very expendable sila. Yun. So feeling ko very fan service lang tong Illuminati na to. I don't think John Krasinski will be cast as the main MCU Reed Richards.
Yeah, I think so.
At kung magkaroon man ng X-Men, feeling ko hindi rin si Patrick Stewart na magiging Professor X. Kasi may president na ibang actors yung gaganap sa characters from Spider-Man No Way Home. Bilang sa ibang universe, si Andrew Garfield, si Peter Parker. Parang gano'n.
Mm-hmm.
Yun lang. Kaya, I'm not... Siguro ang main issue ko as they were advertised as the super powerful group. Ay, pero feeling ko kasi hindi, siguro hindi rin sobra nagko-communicate yung marketing department nila at yung actual mga writers ganun. Anyway, so yun lang.
Kaya ko nabanggit kanina na ano, na mababa yung rewatchability ng film, at least for me, kasi during my first watch, na enjoy ko nga siya bilang fan service. Pero nitong pinanood ko siya just this morning, hindi ko na siya na-enjoy. Mas nakita ko na yung parang supposed flaws sa interpretation and sa exposition ng characters. Dahil nga parang very underwhelming yung pagkaka-portray sa kanila. Yun lang naman, pero gets ko na fan service and expendable talaga sila bilang hindi sila yung main characters. Pero sana ano, hindi ko na siya pinanood ulit.
At saka sana man lang, pinatagal nila yung duel ni Agent Carter. Pawang may episode si Agent Carter sa ano, so what if, diba?
Babalik pa siya sa season 2.
Pero kalahati na lang siya.
Pero hindi ko lang. Ang off lang din kasi ng characterization sa kanila. Parang they're very fascistic. Very authoritarian. Kaya parang gets ko na parang they're not really the Illuminati. Kasi so remember sa Illuminati nga si Baron Mordo of that universe, yung Universe 838. Then si Professor X, played by Patrick Stewart. Reed Richards, si Mr. Fantastic, played by John Krasinski. Then si Agent Carter, siya yung first Avenger dito sa universe na to.
Hayley Atwell.
Captain Marvel ay si Maria Rambo, played by Lashana Lynch. So, from Captain Marvel. Then, binuhay nila from, ano, from,
The Inhumans TV series.
Yes, binalik nila si Black Bolt.
Short-lived Inhumans.
Yeah. Short-lived and maligned.
True.
Binalik nila si Anne, ano pangalan ito?
Pinanood ko yun.
Anson. Ano pangalan niya?
Oh my God. That guy. Basta same guy.
Basta si Black Bolt, binalik nila. And he finally gets to use his powers, I think.
May ginamit naman dun sa show.
Ginamit ba? I didn't watch.
Namatay yung parents niya dun eh.
Yeah, so, pinatay silang lahat ni Wanda. Easily. Ayun, to show how powerful she is. Tapos, bali nga, bilang exposition dump lang yung Illuminati, they explained na hindi si Wanda yung threat sa multiverse like what Steven and America thought. Pero si Doctor Strange daw talaga. Kasi sa universe nila, nag meron kasing thing na dream walking, which is you possess the body of another version of you in a different universe. Pero that would cause an incursion wherein madidestroy yung universe na yun when you do it too much or something.
Ito, gustong-gusto ko yung sequence ng dream walking. First time na nag-dream walk si Wanda. Nung naputol because sinira yung Darkhold.
Yeah.
Yung sequence na nag-interchange doon sa universe na 838 and 616. Sobrang ano niya, ang ano niya, visually, parang visually congruent siya doon sa pinapafil nung pelikula. Well, ganun kasi talaga si Sam Raimi sa mga horror niya.
May nalaktawan tayong part na gusto ko palang i-point out bilang nabanggit mo yung gusto mo yung montage or sequence na yun. Ngayon ko na-realize na hindi ko naman gusto yung sequence na binibigyan ng primer ni Baron Mordo, si America Chavez at si Doctor Strange tungkol dun sa ano, powers
ni... Hindi mo gusto?
Sa dreamwalking. Tandaan niyo yung ano, yung scene na parang may tatlong faces na nakain po sa parang music video. May... Gusto ko siya nung una kong pinanood, pero pinapanood ko siya kanina dito sa bahay. Sobrang nakokornihan ako. Tapos yung patong ng music. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's the touch of Sam Raimi kasi I haven't watched enough of his films para masabing ganun yung style niya. Pero kung yun yung style niya, medyo...
I-discuss na ba natin?
May ganun siyang, may ganun siyang feel nga talaga.
Or tapusin mo na itong plot. Kasi may...
Tapusin mo na.
At tapusin mo na yung plot. Mag-jump ka na nga
sa yun, pinatay ni Wanda lahat ng Illuminati, hinahabol. So, nag-dream walk si Wanda to this universe says Wanda. Tapos pinatay niya yung Illuminati. Sinabol niya si Doctor Strange at ngayon si America Chavez at ngayon si Christine Palmer na she decided to help them. Tapos, pumunta sila dun sa parang nexus of whatever. Pero kung yung Book of Vishanti, kaso dinestroy ni Wanda. So, nahuli ni Wanda si America tapos parang ginamit niya yung powers ni America to whisk away Steven and Christine to a different universe. Tapos sa universe ito, ito ay parang ito yung mangyayari kapag nagkaroon ng incursion.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang nagme-meld yung universe into whatever. Parang ganyan. Very trippy yung world. So, na-meet nila yung Doctor Strange ng universe na to na nasa kanya yung Darkhold. Parang ngayon, ang mission ni Stephen Strange ay matutong mag-dreamwalk din para tulungan si America dun sa Universe 616. Yun yung kanyang main universe. Gusto ko yung battle dito na yung music notes. So, naglaban si Doctor Strange at si Sinister Strange. So, isang sequence na
may narinig ako ng
musical notes.
Narinig ko yung moaning ni Jiro. Pareho pa tayo na iniisip.
Ayaw nyo ba?
Gusto ko siya ng una, Rocky. Alam mo, wait lang. Alam mong na-enjoy ko siya ng una nung pinadati sa sinehan. Tuwan-tuwa ako. Pero ngayon pinapanood ko na siya. Nito nga uling pinanood ko na siya. Parang na-realize ko,
corny ba?
Na-cornyhan ako.
Pero supposed to be magic.
Corny, yes. Gets ko. Pero kasi, dahil meron ng underlying problem yung film na parang hindi ko magets kung ano ba, are you trying to be a horror film or what? Kasi, parang, yes. Gets mo yung parang andaming iba't ibang style dun sa film na hindi ko na magets kung ano yung punto. Kasi, gets ko yung ano, yung mga jump scare. Kasi, may parts ng film na horror-ish talaga siya. Pero hindi consistent yung tone sa entire film. Tapos sasalpakan mo ng ganito na parang merong music video type. Tapos merong ganito
parang
naman
joke time.
Na laban. So, ewan ko. Medyo nag-struggle talaga ako kaninang tapusin yung film sa totoo lang. Yun. So, yun lang. Mababa yung rewatchability niya for
me. Tatawa ako kasi yung isa sa mga ninote. Ano, parang minind note ko kanina yung duel na yun. Oo.
About the notes. Yung duel parang, with notes.
Ito, silang dalawa yung power, so super powerful, magical creatures or beings. Tapos, yung duel nila, gamit lang is mga musical notes. Tapos yung nakatalo, yung nakatapos ng duel nila is yung one note from the harp. Na parang, wow! Ang ganda.
Yeah.
Ayun, tamang-tawa ako na naiinis sabang pinapanood ko siya.
Wala, kasi for me, sa very creative use of their powers. Very fun. It's fun.
Pero it is. Di ko na inaalis yung creativity ng
tone ano. Na different siya. Pero for me, it's fun. It was fun.
Pero ano, the tone. Maganda lang na i-point out na talaga seryoso nila. Kasi talaga doon sa battle, narinig mo talaga yung sounds. Yung mayroon talaga ang counterpart na music. Yes.
Let's just say na the film is camp. At kung ganun, sige, tatanggapin ko na lahat ng creative talaga. Decisions si Sam artistic Raimi's choices camp na talaga siya. Nilapat doon.
Camp talaga siya.
Yeah. So eventually, nakuha ni Doctor Strange yung Darkhold from Sinister Strange. Then, nag-dreamwalk siya dun sa corpse ng Doctor Strange na na-meet natin sa start ng movie.
Defender Strange.
Si Defender Strange. Na ngayon ay si Dead Strange. So parang yun yung ginapin ng katawan to help America and Wong defeat Wanda. Na paano ba? So, in the end, parang sinabihan na rin ni Wong na kunin yung powers ni America para lang matigil na si Wanda. Pero Steven decided na hindi yun yung tamang paraan. But he was still deciding forever. Anyway. kasi yun, parang he doesn't want to sacrifice na America. Kasi pag kinuha niya yung powers ni America, mamamatay siya. Parang ganun. Ayaw na niyang isacrifice America for the greater good. Parang he has to find a way para ma-defeat si Wanda at the same time hindi mamatay si America. So ang ginawa niya lang niya, parang sabi lang niya kay America, ay si America kasi hindi niya nakokontrol yung powers. So parang sabi niya, believe in yourself lang.
Kasi yun na, nagamit niya na yung powers niya. Yun lang pala kailangan niya at the very beginning. Yung pep talk lang pala.
Oo. Oo, at may bitch kick siya kay ano, kay Wanda lang.
Ayan, pero siya, ang ginawa ni America, dinala niya si Wanda dun sa Earth 3838. Parang to show yung mga, dun sa mga anak niya sa universe na yun na she's a monster. Kaso takot na takot yung mga bata sa kanya. Doon yun na-realize na she's doing it all around.
She is a monster.
Yeah. So in the end, she decided to destroy the Darkhold at yung parang yung temple sa Mount Wondagore na parang yun yung
the Dark Throne.
Parang yun yung pinakang source ng Darkhold. She destroyed it. She killed herself, maybe, pero I doubt it. Bilang ito ay comic
ilang
book
contracts
movie.
Ilang contracts mo ay pinamahan niya? Ah, ilang years nga ba, diba?
Yeah, parang she's gonna appear somewhere
kailangan
else
niya
for
ng,
sure.
Ano, kailangan niya ng redemption movie after this.
Is she still redeemable?
For me, yes.
Because she's a mother.
Yun yung gusto kong i-point out kanina na kaya medyo iffy ako sa character niya. Parang,
kasi massacre niya sa Camartage, diba? Yeah.
Minassacre niya yung Illuminati. So parang, just for the sake of this,
yeah.
I don't want to call it selfish, pero selfish reason. Na, ewan ko. Kaya medyo questionable yung character. Although, yung other naman na reviews na babasa ko is, acceptable yung ginawa niya kasi nga she had been through a lot of ano of trauma pero does it
the end justify the means?
Wong pointed out ha sa temple sabi ni Wong kay tinanong ni Wong si Wanda na is it not enough na you just ask America to bring you to this universe ganyan ganyan why get her powers na tapos yung along the process ay ano, mamamatay si America. Sabi ni Wanda noon, di ba? Parang, what if magkasakit yung anak niya? So, kailangan pa niyang humanap po ng ibang universe. That's too much na talaga.
Ay, parang yun may sinabi ni Wong niya, parang isn't it enough na you know that in some other universes, may anak ka? Parang ganun na.
I was meant to rule everything. But that's not what I want. I just want my boys.
At the cost of a child's life. There's no peace in knowing that even though you can't be with the ones you love, there are worlds where you are together. Is that not enough?
Yeah! No.
Kaya yeah, nga for yeah, me, kasi oh, naman ako sa word na cathartic, yung part na gusto niya sabihin, I'm not a monster dun sa kids niya. Diba yun? Ito sabi niya, I'm not a monster. Hindi niya masabi yung I am a mother. Kasi habang sasabihin niya na sana, na-realize nga niya na monster siya. Kaya, diba yung part na ina-explain niya sa mga kids niya sa patuloy. So parang doon na-feel niya na, shit, monster nga talaga ako. So, ayun. Monster talaga siya.
Oo, monster siya na inalaw niya yung mga anak niya
kumanta ice cream song.
Awful song. Yung ice creams. Iniskip ko yung kanina.
Nag-expect pa naman ako. Kala ko kung anong gagawin yung dalawang. Ayan. Tapos na ba yung synopsis? Hindi pa.
So, no, before bumalik sa universe, si Dr. Strange, nagkaroon ng heart-to-heart si Steven at si Christine Palmer, na para in every universe nga para I love you in every universe, pero they never work out.
I love you. I love you in every universe. It's not that I don't want to care for someone or have someone care for me. It's just I get scared.
Yeah. Face your fears, Dr. Strange.
May nakita kong meme na ano. Eh, parang yung I love you in every universe. Tapos yung next frame ay si Regina George. Saka lagi na, why are you so obsessed with me?
Again, Mean Girls. Tama-tama yung ating mga examples, no?
Anyway, so parang yun. In-accept na yung Dr. Strange na never sila magkakatuloyan ni Christine Palmer. Pero dun sa mid-credit scene, na ako personally gulat na gulat ako nung napanood ko. Kasi pinakita si Clea, played by Charlize Theron. So, kasi sa comics, alam ko siya talaga yung main love interest ni Dr. Strange. Kaya, I was shocked.
Anong masasabi mo sinehan dun sa Charlize Theron casting
sa
for Clea?
Ang ganda ng costume.
Casting. Costume yung pinoint out.
Casting pala.
Ako, I love it. They're the same age. Para feeling ko Charlize Theron has enough gravitas to play
that
Clea.
Big of a
kasi
character.
Parang nauuno. Yeah. Kasi parang yung una ko nababasa, people are saying Charlize should play Emma Frost. Pero feeling ko she's too old for that na if ever introduce nila yung mutants.
Hindi pero pang milk si Emma Frost.
Good. yeah. yeah. Pero feeling ko Clea is very smartly cast.
Ako naman, I don't question.
Hindi ko pati bagay sila.
Visually. Talaga ba? Ako, I don't question naman the ano, capabilities of the Charlize Theron. Pero parang meron lang akong personal weirdness pagdating sa pagkakast ng mga super large actors sa mga ganitong klaseng roles. Uh-huh. Kasi parang nawa-water down yung character. Parang mali yung pagkasabi ko ng water down. Basta parang ganun. Parang nawawala yung essence niya. Nadidistract ka from the
character.
Supposedly largeness of this character. Parang ganun. Eh, di ba, ayan sila, ano, si, yung mga start natin na, ng, Avengers, yung mga first few films. Sino ba yung mga cast? Diba,
Robert Downey Jr.
Na, at that time naman, hindi na siya ganun kalakihan. Na parang hindi, before, sikat na sikat siya, pero hindi siya masyado ng ganun kasikat.
By the time na Iron Man came out.
Na Iron Man siya. Si Chris Hemsworth, di ba? Hindi naman siya ganun din. So parang nagkaroon ka ng may sense ka pa of putting that character into that person. Kasi parang at this point, wala pa siya. Fresh pa siya. So ito, pag nag-cast ka ng very known actor for a very large role, parang makikita mo is the actor na lang. not the... Parang yun lang yung ano ko. Yun lang yung eme ko sa pagkakasin.
Ako, I just have my ano, faith on ano, Kevin Feige's casting choices. Kasi parang I appreciate the mix of big stars and not so big stars sa mga characters. Like, feeling ko, ang tingin ko naman for characters na, kasi after watching the MOM the first time, I researched about the character Clea na, and then I realized she's a really big character, love interest ni ano and ni Doctor Strange, and eventually the
Sorcerer Supreme. Siya yung current Sorcerer Supreme sa Hunts.
So big
anak character. Anak siya ni Dormammu.
Anak ng sister ni Dormammu.
Pamangkin.
pamangkin ni Dormammu. So yun, parang ano, parang feeling ko deserve naman ng big characters to be played by also popular and big actresses, pero hindi lahat dapat ng characters ay ganun for me. So yun, gets ko, gusto ko na may ganong atake si Kevin Feige, like parang yung rumors na yung Fantastic Four characters, yung kanyang ika-cast na actors ay yung hindi well-known relatively na actors.
Ako, I would say casting big actors is parang mainly to draw people in. Mm-hmm. Example na si Oscar Isaac as Moon Knight.
Pero Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie's Eternals. Pero I think magaling sila actors na you wouldn't see them as themselves when they play the characters. Kasi for me, draw nga si Oscar Isaac sa Moon Knight, pero oh my god, his performance, so good. Lalo na yun sa episode 5. So,
true.
Yun, pili ko Charlize Theron can do well enough sa next, or wherever man siya lumabas next, kung ang mga gawin niya. Feeling ko she'll do well enough na hindi mo makikita siya as Charlize Theron and you only see her as this character, Clea. Eh, kasi we can't say anything enough eh. Kasi doon lang siya sa mid-credit scene.
Sad sa mga WandaVision fans. Kasi di ba, doon sa WandaVision may isang character doon, si Dottie. Parang sinasabi nila, ay, yun si Clea.
Parang nababasa ko siya daw si Mephisto.
Si Mephisto na lang lahat. Sa totoo lang.
So, nung movie, merong cameo from Bruce Campbell bilang ito ay Sam Raimi movie.
Ang galing ano, ang galing ng mga pinipiglating movies and shows sa Rocky.
Kasi
connected. Di ba?
Cabin in the Woods.
Kamali tayo sa Darkhold. Sa Darkhold.
Kamali ka.
Ako, oo. Kamali ako sa Darkhold. Ito talaga yung Darkhold. Tapos si Bruce Campbell sa Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Oy, hindi mo nabanggit na medyo corrupted ng Darkhold si Dr. Strange.
The Darkhold execs a heavy toll nga raw when you use it.
You guard the Darkhold in this universe? Yeah. For good reason. That's a start. I could use it. It could help me to communicate with my universe. Careful. The Darkhold exacts a heavy toll. I don't mean to be callous, but how much of a heavier toll is there left to exact? Not just on its reality, on its reader.
Kaya ba siya may eye?
Oo, yun. Kaya siya nagka-third eye si Doctor Strange. Pero, ito yung gripe ko dun sa scene. Kasi sa end ng movie, dun nag-manifest yung effects ng Darkhold sa kanya. Na para habang naglalakas siya sa street, biglang inatake siya ng third eye or something. Pero dun sa mid-credit scene, na-control na niya. Parang I would have liked to have seen
the next film, yung struggle niya.
Yun yung movie. So let's talk about ito na, more technical stuff.
Ay, akala ko tapos na yung podcast. Hindi mo pala. Sige, go.
Ayan, so, bilang ito nga directed by Sam Raimi, so you can see things you haven't seen in other MCU movies or shows before. Like, sinasabi ni Jiro na exposition about dreamwalking. And explain ni Mordo. Very music video nga yung editing. ano pa ba? Tapos, may angles na ginamit na yung close up. Mm-hmm. Tapos merong mga ano tawag doon, Dutch angles, ibang scenes, tapos yung camera movements. Parang things you have, yun yung mga touch of Sam Raimi that you haven't seen in other MCU movies before. Isa ko I personally welcome Kasi naging criticism na sa MCU na they all look the same. Pero parang when you bring in these directors na may talagang tatak.
Chloe Zhao. So,
like your Chloe Zhao. Yeah. Ngayon Sam Raimi. So nagkakaroon ng variety dito sa MCU for him. Hindi siya totally different, which is a double-edged sword. Meron lang konting flourishes na mafe-feel mo from the director, pero kung titingnan mo as a whole, very much nandun pa rin siya sa aesthetic, sa visual feel ng MCU. Pero I welcome these tiny changes.
Yeah. Ako rin naman. Although, yeah, sometimes yung marirealize mo na basta, nandun ako sa rewatchability eh. Kasi No Way Home for me is very ano, rewatchable. Kahit mahaba siya. Oo, ewan ko. Feeling ko nga ako nga lang to eh. Kasi dapat siguro mas na-appreciate ko pa yung gantong take si Sam bilang welcome ko naman yung mga ganong changes. Pero in this case, hindi. Yun.
Ako ano naman, nung nalaman ko at nung first na binalita na si Sam Raimi yung director, medyo na-excite ako. Kasi nga, di ba, parang introducing something new to the MCU movies. Yun nga lang, parang katulad ng sinabi mo kanina, Jiro, na ano ba talaga yung gusto mong tone for the movie? Kung magpapaka-horror ka, actually, nag-expect ako na super horror siya kasi, di ba yun yung pinamarket siya?
Yeah.
Na horror Scott movie Derrickson. Siya. Scott Derrickson? Oh. Tama ba? Yung original director pa sana nun.
Ayun. Yeah. Na parang, minamarket siya as horror. Na nag-expect ako na horror siya talaga. Pero parang, parts lang nung movie yung horror.
Hoy, may mga nagulat ako ha, na jump scare. Yeah. Yung sa ano.
Yung sa tunnel. Tanda mo rin. Naramdaman ko si Jiro na nagulat.
Napapikit ako. Kumakain ako ng dinners pag ano.
Hindi kasi ina-expect ko nasa likod lang or something. Hindi yung from the side. Nagaganon siya.
It's so scary for me. Yung lumabas si Wanda from the gong. Yung parang...
Ay, oo.
Yung parang nagkapag part yung katawan niya.
May ano, parang nakuha naman nila yung surrounding, yung feel na horror when, siya. Na vibe.
Yeah, when it tries to be scary, it succeeds naman. So, yes, okay naman yun.
Talaga. Yun nga lang, ang sana mas nag-focus sila doon. Kasi ang gandang gawing experimental ng movie as a horror superhero movie.
Uh-huh.
Diba? Ang ganda na direction na in the future movies, para maging sub-genre na yung each film.
Alam mo who tried parang to do pwede that? Yung New Mutants na movie.
Na, ang pangit. Sobrang pangit.
Uy, sobrang pangit. Oh,
sobrang pangit.
For me, as someone na X-Men
fan,
nakilala tong mga characters na to.
Sina Magic.
Parang some of them were mischaracterized. Anyway, different movie yun. Okay.
Pero kasi yung horror naman nun, very ano, very parang illusion, yung, di ba? Yeah. Yung sa utak lang nila.
Mental psych. Yeah.
Mental siya. Ito kasi, meron kang talagang physical horror, which is Wanda. Na ano, na pwede mo talagang i-capitalize. Na sana mas madami pang horror sequences.
Yeah.
Pero na perfect naman nila yung mga sequence na gusto ng horror siya. And, ayun. I love it.
Ano ba? The score, ano sabi? Kasi yung composer dito ay si Danny Elfman. I like, it's very different from other MCU scores. Parang may focus on electric guitar.
Yeah.
Pansin niya. Which I
for
like.
For me, ano, in, dun sa music in video, your face.
Electric guitar yan.
true.
Dun sa ano, sa musical notes, fight.
Yeah. But like, speaking of score, nung unang pinakita si Wanda, yung different universe na Wanda. The theme from WandaVision played. Tapos nung pumasok si Professor X, nagplay yung theme from the X-Men, the animated series. So yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Tapos nga, very in-your-face yung ano, yung score. Parang talagang, ito yung i-feel nyo. Parang ganun talaga siya. Ayan.
Hindi ako niniwala doon sa 616 thing. Kasi parang, it was, 616, yung Earth 616 kasi, siya yung comics universe. Tapos itong MCU, iba yung designation niya. Na parang sinasabi ni yung actress na gumaganap ngayon as Miss Marvel, Parang sinasabi niya na hindi 616 ng MCU, which I'm with her.
Parang yeah, may, ako rin.
Yeah, yeah. Kasi ang nag-design, ang nag-designate na 616 ay from a different universe, so you shouldn't trust them. Yun lang.
Hindi pati ano, ang weird lang na tulad sila na sinabi ni Mysterio, kasi Mysterio designated Earth din as 616.
Ah, talaga ba?
Hindi ko sa dami talaga ng numbers, tulad kayo na nabanggit. Si Christine Palmer from 838 at saka si Mysterio from 6, supposed 616. So, yun.
Baka ano yan? Clue for the next one.
Hindi lang sila, ano, sync. Char.
Anong masasabi niyo sa casting ni, ano, America Chavez? Si Sochi.
I like her.
Hindi ko kasi siya kilala before this. Kaya,
para, alam, kilala ko siya.
Kasi para may Netflix show. Sa Babysitter's show
Club. Oo. Na pinanood ko. Ngayon dun siya. Gusto ko siya dun. Gusto ko rin siya dito. Pero parang kulang pa siya sa angst for the character. For me.
Kasi alam ko, sa comics, she was much older than... Kasi parang dito, talagang medyo bata pa talaga si bata pa. America Chavez. So, hindi ko alam. Ang simple ko, ang pinaka-issue ko na ay miscast siya. Visually, miscast si Sochi Gomez. Kasi sa comics, si America ay very dark-skinned Latina. Yun lang ang issue ko kay America. Pero, as she is, I wish she was presented to us. I think she did a good job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she held her own. Speaking of casting, talagang feel ko si Rachel McAdams, parang she does great in everything.
True.
Talagang kung may, talagang may, pag tinatanong ko sino yung feeling may actor na snub for an Academy Award nomination man lang, I would always say Rachel McAdams in Mean Girls.
Amy Adams. Okay. Amy Adams din.
In Mean Girls?
Oh, oh. She should have been at least nominated for Regina George. I'm seryoso ako. She was very good in Mean Girls.
Oo nga, natatawa lang ako dun sa ano. Oo. Okay.
Girl, but first thought ko lagi pag may tanong na ganyan, who should have been nominated? Siya. Yun.
Kasi, well, for one, I'm not against it, pero hindi ko na siya naisip na pang Oscars. Pero yeah, go. If ano.
Kasi the Oscars are racist against comedies. May bias sila against comedies. Kaya they
and
never...
superhero films.
Yeah.
Speaking of casting, dito sa movie na to, na-realize ko na ang galing na actress ni Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah.
Ang galing niya. Ang galing niya talaga. Tsaka parang yung nuances ng face niya kapag nag-a-act. Parang mm-hmm. yung pilantik ng labi niya, tsaka ng mata niya. Nakaka-capture niya yung kung ano yung gusto niyang emotion. Feeling ko perfectly casted siya as Wanda Maximoff.
Parang may nabasa ako na may isang scene ata na natakot talaga yung mga bata sa kanya. Legit. Sige, kasi ganoon siya kagaling as an actress.
Si Jiro, ikaw ba? Ano ba ang ano mo? Mga eme-eme mo sa movie na to? Bilang isang Marvel fan.
Yun na yung sa... Feeling ko yung lagi ko pa ulitin yung nabanggit na for me, mababa yung rewatchability niya. Kasi sometimes if I get bored, I just play a Marvel film or a Marvel TV show sa isang screen. Tapos, yun, ina-enjoy ko lang. Tapos ina-appreciate ko yung little things na di ko nakikita sa unang watch. Mm-hmm. Ito kasi parang isa siya sa kokonting films na hindi ko masyado na-enjoy yung second time watching it. So parang siguro, although I welcome the different tastes or changes na in-include ni Sam Raimi, parang for me, may ilan sa akin na parang mas naging corny nga. Sorry, parang naulit ko lang yung sinabi ko. Pero yun, basically yun yung main issue ko lang sa film. About the tone and certain aspects ng film na for me ay naging corny. And this is me talking about a superhero film ha. Pero no. Yun lang.
I didn't mind the tone changes kasi may precedent na. At yung precedent na yun ay Spider-Man No Way Home. Issue
wait,
ko talaga
which
yung No Way Home.
Which part? May bias ako sa Spider-Man so pwedeng
nga,
blinded ako.
Hindi ko alam. For me, mas malala yung sudden changes in tone sa No Way Home than dito sa Doctor Strange.
Sorry, aling parts?
Yung bigla siya, yung jokes. Alam mo, taga issue ko, yung dun sa huling battle na sa...
Uy, hindi ko pa napapanood yung last.
Ay, hindi ko pa napapanood. Wala, hindi naman ito masyado.
I mean, first few minutes lang na panood ko pa niya No Way Home.
Eh, pero alam mo na nandun si na Andrew Garfield. Yung before yung battle sa Statue of Liberty.
Backstretching.
Yun, tapos kahit in the middle of that battle, nagkaroon pa sila ng banter. Basta, pero, mas malala for me
yung... Ganun sa, talaga yung Spider-Man.
Hindi, pero...
Ano eh, na Tom Holland. Pero, ganun talaga yung...
Malala itong sa Spider-Man from me.
Shit, magkaiba tayo ng appreciation dun sa ano.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll ano, have
we
to
welcome the that, ano, variety of...
The okay. Chain... we welcome it naman. Basically. Especially pero, yung latest ano entry ng latest entry ng MCU sa TV sa Disney Plus, yung Miss Marvel, another ano in favor and yeah, we welcome it din yung ganong change.
Pinapanood niyo? Pinapanood niyo ngayon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hala, hindi ako makarelate kasi hindi talaga ako mahilig sa mga ano ganyan. Pero nga
ay, magugustuhan mo, hoy, magugustuhan mo to, Alan, yung Miss Marvel.
Sige. Kailangan natin 'yan.
Very teeny boppers.
Ay, pag mga ganyanan, pag mga ganyanan, ilaban na natin.
Coming of age.
Perfect. Coming of age talaga yung mga gusto mong movies. Wait lang, so ano yung, kayo nang gusto kong sabihin kasi parang ito yung pinaka issue ko with superhero films, with fantasy franchises. Yung palagi sila nag-introduce ng something doon sa story na parang hindi ba daw existent before. Yung kunwari, yung WandaGore?
Yung mountain.
Di ba sa Earth din yun?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, dun din sa ano. Pero parang ngayon lang siya na bring up.
Normal naman yun, na ba, I guess.
Normal naman.
Yun nga, yun yung ano ko, yun yung medyo...
Kasi ang dami na. Feeling ko na-overwhelm ka lang. Na-overwhelm ka lang, pero normal yun. Like for example, Madripoor dun sa Falcon and Winter Soldier. Normal lang yun.
Okay.
Na-overwhelm ka lang.
Pero feeling ko, yun lang yung kaya hindi ko masyadong nagugustuhan yung mga superhero films. Kasi nga, parang convenient. May sense of convenience to expand the storyline. Kasi pwede silang magdagdag-dagdag ng kahit ano gusto nila. Na kahit hindi naman, parang, for example, si Miss Marvel, di ba, bakit, nakakala yung train of thought ko, parang nag-introduce sila ng characters, saka sana nagamit na yan sa last ng movie or something.
Ah. Parang, ako more than convenience, feeling ko, it's the process of world building sa superhero films na that makes it more interesting. Kasi you realize na the world is so much bigger than...
Than New York City.
Oh, the New York City, exactly. Hindi lang doon nagaganap ang mga bagay.
Pero, yun. So, itong WandaGore na to, ito yung birthplace ni Wanda, ng Scarlet Witch.
Doon sinulat yung
Darkhold. So, sa movie, doon yung parang template ng Darkhold. Sa comics, doon pinanganak si Wanda at si Pietro.
Ah,
pati ba si Pietro?
I see.
Oh, kasi kambal sila.
So yeah. Yung Darkhold talaga is connected talaga kay Scarlet Witch ever since.
Dito sa movies, oo. Sa comics, hindi ko, feeling ko mas nebulous yung connection nila. Pero they're connected pero hindi as this very much parang prophesized thing si Wanda.
Yeah.
Ba ito ba? Tagal na pala. Final thoughts sa movies. So for Jiro, hindi siya rewatchable.
Mababa yung rewatchability.
Mababa yung rewatchability. For me, okay lang. It doesn't feel like talagang solo Doctor Strange movie. Pero you can see his character arc naman. From this very, ito lang kaya kong gawin. At ito yung dapat kong gawin. Na ako lang yung pwede gumawa. From someone na he has to find ways. Na hindi lang, parang hindi ka lang magsasacrifice para lang ma-reach yung end. Ganyan. So, I like the movie. I feel ko, would I put it in my top 5 MCU movies? Probably hindi. Pero I like it enough.
Ako, I really enjoyed watching it. Kasi nga, some very fresh na yeah. ano na take sa superhero film. And nung pinapanood ko siya, wala talaga akong any expectations eh. Wala akong nag-expect lang ako doon sa part na horror siya kasi yun yung binenta sa kanya. Pero hindi ko in-expect na horror comedy eme-eme pala siya na tapos na-realize ko na, ay, pwede pala itong gawin. Kasi nagawa nila, di ba, parang drama, superhero drama sa Eternals, di ba? Parang ganun yung, ano, ganun yung atake nila sa Eternals. Ito naman yung horror comedy-esque atake for a superhero film na I think it's very perfect and fitting dun sa characters na main characters ng movie, which is Doctor Strange siya kasi Wanda Maximoff. Kasi nga, feel ko very camp sila na characters. Na very campy sila, yeah. In essence, na comic book characters and superheroes.
Magic is camp.
As, true, magic is camp.
Witchcraft. And,
true. And si, yun nga, since si Sam Raimi to, parang Sam Raimi director, I got what I expected from Sam Raimi. Kasi yung kanina minentioned ko yung Drag Me to Hell. Nung habang pinapalad ko siya, yung lalo yung mga horror sequences, parang ganun yung, may mga ganung feel yeah. yung Drag Me to Hell. Lalo yung mga nag-zoom in pag sa tense situations.
Oo. Oh.
Diba?
Yung camera yung parang, movement.
True camera movements. Tapos na very chaotic minsan yung, but yung camera movements, very chaotic yung effect. Pero parang in a sense it works for that ano for that context. Ang gripe ko lang talaga dito, as I mentioned nga kanina, na yun nga may issue ako dun sa world building MMM.
Too much for
pero
you.
I think not too much for me.
Yeah, I suggest you go to a corner and breathe every time na may nakita kang unfamiliar. And then you'll realize na oh, it's a good place. Parang gano'n.
Wow, okay. It's sige, thank you, Jiro. Thank you for the advice.
Kidding aside, parang, hindi, parang, consider mo lang siya na, ano nga, world building na, di ba sabi mo, you loved magic elements and Encantadia, ganyan. Di ba, later in the series na lang naman na-introduce na yung mga Hunyamo, yung mga Etheria, ganyan. Those are also new concepts na hindi naman nababanggit initially, pero we na-appreciate mo dun sa part na yun. So parang, take all the new places or new characters sa na-introduce sa MCU as ano, part of the world building because they are part of the world building of a much larger universe or the multiverse rather.
Sorry. Wow. Miss Universe yan. True. Oh, sige, ano. Thank you for that wonderful advice. Ayan, ikaw, Jiro. Ay, tapos na pala si Jiro. No?
Buto tayo sa ating rating. So, i-rate mo lang yung movie. Very binary yung system namin. If you like the movie, it's must watch. Ay, kung di mo masyado gusto, it's watch the hell. Kasi the podcast is watch a say.
It's a must watch naman. It is.
Must watch pero once lang.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it's a must watch din. Kasi it's a fresh look sa isang existing Marvel property. MCU property. So yeah, it's very refreshing for me.
Mm-hmm.
At for me, vibrant yung movie. Nabanggit ko dun sa Fantastic Beasts na episode na hindi dahil dark yung mga nangyayari, kailangan drab din yung colors mo. For me, very vibrant yung movie. Yun lang. I love the colors. Must watch. Alin.
Akin din, must watch. As a horror fan, ayun, I think it's ano, it's a great example of ano, how you can treat yung mga cross-genre na movies. Speaking of vibrant, like, akala ko sa hot trailer, dugo yung, yung diba,
kay Wanda.
Yung sa Wanda, oil ano pala yun? Oil.
From ayun, the Ultron centuries. Next segment. How does this movie fit into your personal narrative? So, kailangan mo lang mag-list ng ways how you personally related to the movie. So, this movie, Dr. Strange the Multiverse of Madness. May prepare ba kayo?
Shit.
Ako may isa lang.
Sige, go.
Ako, like Stephen Strange, I'm single as fuck.
Thank you. Thank you for that, ano, for that great contribution. Yeah. Ikaw, Jiru, how does this, ano, connect to your personal life?
I guess, the film featured characters that struggled with moving on and moving forward with life. So, parang, I guess they focused much on not being able to accept the things that happened and not being able to live with the consequences of their actions. So, parang, ako, at one point in my life, if I was, if I were given the chance at that time to, the ability to traverse the multiverse, siguro, or use the Book of Vishanti, I'd grab it. Pero I guess it took me years or a long time to be at peace with the decisions I made and with the way I handled my problems before. So I guess it's something that both Stephen Strange from Earth 616 and I share.
But not in a incursion or
destruction of universes kind of way. Hindi, mas kay Stephen kasi ayoko namang i-release sarili ko dun sa parang ganun ka-extreme. Kaya nga sabi ko not in an incursion or destruction of universes kind of way. Parang ganun. Di ba, Rocky? Na-witness mo naman.
Oh. But the circa at 2013. Oh my God, 10 years ago.
Ang ganda ng statement. Eh, man.
Kasing ganda ng statement ko na I'm single.
Diba? Salamat, Rocky, ha. Ganun dapat yung mga sagot. Katanong kay Jiro.
Bakit?
Ganun dapat.
And that's all related to the movie, being single.
Oo, doon ako nakarelate.
O ikaw, Ale, paano ka nakarelate sa movie?
Actually, nakarelate ako kay, kay
Billy Maximoff.
Oh, kasi mahilig ako sa ice cream. Pero hindi ako kakanta ng ganung kanta. Parang ibang ata. Kakanta lang ako ng Ice Cream Cake by Red Velvet. Pero hindi na.
Akala ko Ice Cream by Blackpink.
Ay, wag na lang. Nakarelate ako kasi kay Wanda at some point, parang may mga ganun din akong instance na may mga thoughts ako of being selfish, parang doing something extreme just to get what I want. Pero parang ang pinagkaiba ko kay Wanda, hindi ko ginagawa yon. Parang meron akong mental awareness naman na parang may consequences yung gagawin ko. Kasi siya parang hindi siya nagsasuffer ng any consequences eh. Ang consequences niya, mas nagiging pa siyang victim ng trauma niya. Diba? Parang mas nasasaktan niya pa yung sarili niya because of her selfishness and of her actions. So, doon ako nakarelate sa kanya kaysa character ni Wanda. Pero sa overall sa movie, nakarelate ako kasi gusto ko yung controlled chaos. Parang ganun kasi yung ganun yung gusto kong buhay. Yung parang magulo pero in essence, fun pa rin siya. Ganun yung gusto kong buhay na ma-achieve. Ayan, pwede na ba yun? Pwede bang ganun answer.
Nakarelate din ako kay Wanda kasi she's also single as fuck.
Wow.
Wait, ito rin
ako. Hindi. No. Nagka-vision siya.
Ay, pero right now, she's
single. Ikaw ba nagka-vision ka?
Oo, nagka-vision
ka ba? May vision siya ngayon.
Ano?
Sino ba? Si Jiro ba?
Ikaw? Nagka-vision ka ba?
Oo.
Pass. Speaking of vision,
so you wait lang. Ayan. Gusto ko ina-hotseat si Rocky dito sa
kanya. Speaking of Vision, may mga nagkikita dito sa movie na bakit daw hindi hinahanap ni Wanda si Vision. Sa akin naman, ang point ng Wanda Vision is to get over the loss of Vision, which she's achieved. So, naka-move on na siya from that. So, itong Dr. Strange 2,
mga anak na niya.
Ay, yung mga anak naman niya talaga yung kanyang gini-grieve. Parang gano'n. Anyway, yan. So, that's our segment. Next segment na tayo, ano nga?
What else?
So, ano yung something similar sa Dr. Strange 2 na you can recommend?
Ayan, ready ako dito.
Sige, go. Kasi wala ako.
Okay.
Ang suggestion ko lang ay other MCU movies. Ikaw.
Hmm. As, hindi ko na isasama yun. Ah. So, for shows that feature the multiverse, I suggest Rick and Morty, What If, and yung pinapalabas ngayon na Everything Ever All
Actually,
at Once.
Actually, inisip ko. Hindi ko Everything Ever All
at Once. Napapanood pa lang natin.
Next
rapping,
week. Yeah.
For horror fans with a touch of Sam Raimi's artistic direction, so go watch Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah.
Makikita mo yung similarities ng ilang camera movements doon. He also produced the Don't Breathe franchise.
Ah, talaga? Producer?
And Evil Dead, although I haven't seen it yet. So, mukhang similar naman doon. Tapos, for fans of expeditions or search for relics or long lost items. Kasi diba, they're looking for the Book of Vishanti or paghahanap dun sa temple ni Wanda for the template of the Darkhold. So go watch Indiana Jones or the National Treasure franchise.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you. Ang ganda ng mga suggestions ni Jiru. Very prepared. Ikaw ba, Rocky?
Kasi binigay
ko. Ayun, yun lang yung prepare
ko. Ang suggestion ko ka lang Everything Ever All at Once.
Na hindi mo pa napapanood.
Yeah.
Oo.
I mean, technically napanood ko na siya, pero gusto ko siya panoorin sa sinehan.
Hindi kasi baka yun yung hindi natin na-realize doon sa panonood the movie na expedition siya looking for items, di ba?
And Book of Vishanti.
Halos na lahat ng acts, naghahanap talaga sila ng items.
Pero the Book of Vishanti is is a term? It's a red herring.
Uh-oh. Kasi hindi naman siya nagamit at all.
Yeah.
Kakaloka.
Hello, Rocky here. Singit lang ako saglit to tell you na yung word na hinahanap ko at dinescribe namin ni Allen ay hindi red herring pero MacGuffin. So yun yung tamang term. Red herring is a totally different thing. So singit lang itong correction na to. Yeah, back to the show. Allen, what are your recommendations?
Wala akong maisip. Ano na lang? Spider-Man, No Way Home. Hindi ko alam. Wala akong maisip.
Hindi mo pa rin napapanood.
Hindi mo mapanood. Siguro, ano na lang? Yung WandaVision. Kailangan ko mapanood. Kailangan ko siyang mapanood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ano pa ba?
Hindi ko rin masyadong bet yun. Nasabi ka rin sa inyo, Rocket, di ba?
Dahil din ba sa...
Zero hates women.
Dahil din ba sa tone ng movie, ng show? Yung incongruence ng tone.
Yeah. And then naman, okay naman yung tone ng show. It's just that hindi masyadong attractive sa akin yung
women.
Hindi.
Yung story o yung format.
Pag-feature ng early decades ng TV.
Wala akong maisip na.
Anyway, pero magandang suggestion yung kay Allen na panoorin niya yung WandaVision para mas may context sa mga tao yung
so, ni Wanda.
Story ni Wanda. Yeah.
Ayun, yun lang sa akin.
Yeah, then our last segment, Watch a Watch Recently. So, anything you watch, a movie or a TV show na napanood mo recently na you'd like to share? So, sa akin lang ay The Boys Season 3. Kakaganap lang ng Herogasm. For me, bilang comic book movie to pinag-uusapan natin, for me, kahit hindi ko nabasa yung comic, na The Boys. Pero parang siya yung one of the best adaptations ng comic books currently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very good, The Boys. Pati parang nag-iba sila ng direction with some characters. Eh. Kaya, very interesting to see.
Black Noir.
So Black Noir, si Soldier Boy. Very different direction. Yeah, very interesting to see how it will all end. Yeah.
Play out.
So, yeah, The Boys.
Na-realize ko, Rocky, sa segment natin na to. Parang required pala tayo manood ng other stuff before tayo mag-recording.
Ay, kasi ako...
Para may masabi tayo.
Ako na... Pero yeah. Wala ka ba pinapanood recently?
May trinay ako panoorin. Actually, pinapanood ko rin siya hanggang ngayon pala. Yung Dead End Paranormal Park sa Netflix. Medyo mahilig kasi ako sa mga animated shows. So, story siya ng...
Hindi ko paano.
Two teenagers apply sila for work sa isang theme park. Tapos sa theme park, merong siyang horror house doon. Tapos hindi nila alam na doon sa horror house na yun, meron talaga nakatirang totoong demon doon. So, yung buong theme park, parang, ano siya, littered siya by magical and ano evil creatures.
Animated to?
Animated siya. Tapos every episode, parang tinatry nilang mm-hmm. isolve yung isang mystery doon sa theme park. Ayun. Cute siya. Cute watch. And Drag Race pala, All Stars.
Yeah.
Palagi natin na mention every episode.
Team Jada and Jinx.
Jiro, ikaw.
Jiro.
Okay. I just finished Umbrella Academy Season 3 and Love, Victor Season 3. Tapos yung currently pinapanood ko ay Too Good to be True ni Daniel Padilla at Catherine Bernardo.
At saka, Katiel fan ka, Jiro.
JD na ko originally, but I love the Holy Trinity of of couples. Pati, ano, Liz Quinn and Katiel. Yeah. So, tapos yun. I'm also watching He's Into Her Season 2 sa iWant TV.
Guys. So, Don Bell ka rin?
Don Bell. Yeah. Yan. Tapos pag nag-work ako, ay pinaplay ko sa tabi, Old Enough. It's a Netflix show. Japanese mga show. Mga bata. Yeah. It's so fun.
Maiksi lang yung episodes na yun, no?
10 minutes lang isang episode ng Old Enough.
Ano masasabi mo sa third season ng Umbrella Academy?
It's not as good as the previous seasons, pero it's still good. Okay. And
comic book din yan, di ba? Original.
Si Gerard Way ng My Chemical Romance. Mm-hmm. Yun,
ano? Yes. Ako, I stopped watching it sa kalagitnaan ng ano eh, season 2.
Maganda siya. Promise.
Sige nga, yeah. I'll continue watching.
Multiple timelines din nga lang.
Ayun, oo nga, no? Oo nga. Ayan.
Yeah.
Rocky, may last segment mo tayo, di ba? Yung
ano?
Ano yung nilook forward mo to watch?
Ay, di ba ito Joke? Na rin?
Ito rin ba yun? Ayan, meron ba kayo mga nilook forward to watch na movie?
Ako, Drag Race Philippines and ano? And the House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon?
Yeah.
Parang sobrang na-burn ako ng end ng Game
Late
of Thrones.
Late naman akong pumasok sa Game of Thrones.
Interested.
Ikaw, Rocky, may inaabangan ka ba?
Ano na, next week, Only Murders in the Building Season 2. Yes. Actually, nag-start na siya ngayon, pero may bagong show si Maya Rudolph sa Apple TV Plus, yung Loot.
Yeah, gusto ko
so, kasali si Joaquin Booster. Actually, pinagod ko na yung first three episodes kayo. It's very fun. Ano pa ba? Thor, Love and Thunder, July 6. Yeah. Hindi pa ako nakabili ng ticket pala. Taman yun na ako okay, first day.
Sabay tayo ah.
Sige, dito.
Yeah.
Sige. Then next week, pinagod kami ni Alan ng Everything Ever All at Once.
True.
Sa Sinihan.
Sa Sinihan. Ayan. Ako, inaabangan ko yung mini-recent ako napanood na trailer. Yung Smile, horror movie.
Ah! Napanood ko rin yung trailer niya. Yung creepy.
Na parang It Follows. Ano yung It Follows na movie? Yung ano, yung STD na horror film. Yung antiga. Pero yung Smile, kasi parang
ang pag creepy. Nag-smile sa'yo,
pag smile sa'yo. Oh, like, ganda.
Hindi ko pa naman panood. I should watch.
Napanood ko yung trailer kahapon natin. Hili ka talaga sa horror, no?
Hili ka talaga ako sa horror. Ayun pala, yun pa yung inaabangan ko, yung Nope. Nabanggit ko din last
time. Yeah.
Last episode.
Parang may, yung ibig sabihin ng Nope ay not of planet Earth?
Yeah, daw. Oo, daw.
Si Aliens.
Akala ko dahil may part doon si Kiki Palmer na Nope! 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 Joke lang.
Baka yun din.
Baka yun din. Anyway.
Yeah, so that's it for this episode. Promote ko yung aking K-pop podcast. Untitled K-pop podcast. Ongoing pa rin siya. We post every other week.
At guest palagi doon si Jiro.
Oo.
Hindi naman. Mas yung friend kong isa.
So, si Kenneth.
Si Kenneth.
Sinusunod kasi yung episode namin about Queendom Season 2. Kaya sinusunod siyang guest. Anyway, yun. Alam ba? Okay, gusto kayo promote?
Oh, wala naman. Gusto ko lang mag-thank you kay Jiro. For for accepting our invite. Grabe. Nakakatawa yung mga insights niya, no? No, Rocky?
Kasi wala akong insights.
Ako, wala akong insight bilang hindi ako fan ng mga superhero movie. Nakakatawa. Ayan.
Yeah, so yeah. Thank you, Jiro. If you like the podcast, subscribe, listen kung sa amang platform
Google kayo nakikinig na podcast.
Rate 5 stars. Si Jiro lang kilala ko nakikinig sa Google Podcast.
Bakit? Madali. Maganda yung interface.
Wala kasi siyang Spotify.
Eh, excuse.
He's a YouTube Premium. Music. Ano kasi?
Sana all user. May YouTube Premium.
Better than Spotify.
Talaga. Uh-oh. Sige na nga.
So yan. Yun. See you next week. Wala pa tayo na pag-decide na papanoorin. No?
Pero mayroon tayong mga naka-line up na guests. Bo!
Oh, may na ano na si Alden.
Filipino kaya kayo. Kayo. He's into her.
Sa si Jiro din i-guess natin. Bilang siya ay Don Bell fan. Ayan.
Yeah, that's it. Bye!
Bye.
Thank you, Jiro.